Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that we can gather and pray. Lord, what an honor to be here.
Yes.
And Lord, another great prayer by Apostle Paul today for believers, just transcending anything we can even understand as to your grace. And yet our whole purpose is to glorify you when you return. And so, Lord, help us to focus on what we need to do. You're doing it all, in a sense, and yet there's a part of it that we're to do as well, to respond. And so, Lord, help us to understand. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, the purpose of Paul's prayer today is to give glory to God at his coming, and so let us sing, To God Be the Glory, and particularly the third verse here, 273, the third verse comes close to what we will be praying for today in that prayer. So, to God be the glory. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. All right, we are still in Thessalonians. This time we're in the second epistle of Thessalonians. And if you remember last time when we were in the great prayer, this is a while ago now in a way, a couple of times ago really, in 1 Thessalonians, he was praying that their faith would be made perfect, and that their love would abound and increase to one another and to all, and they would be established with blameless hearts in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. And so this is continuing to be the theme here really in Thessalonians of the return of Jesus Christ, and there's so much about this. Also, faith is such a big thing. In these two epistles, faith is mentioned 8 times in the first epistle and 4 times in the second epistle. And in chapter 1, where we are today, in the second epistle, it's mentioned 3 times. And so faith, 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 faith. What is faith? Well, of course, it's belief, isn't it? And you say, well, I have saving faith. I believe in Christ. Absolutely. But there apparently is more than that, because our faith is to grow. And he was going to, wanted to visit them to complete in their faith, which was lacking. They weren't lacking saving faith, but they were lacking faith as believers. So I think this should speak to all of us in that we are believers, and yet where is our faith with regard to these different items that we look at today? And to get into this prayer, I just want to begin reading verse 3 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. After he has greeted them, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We read, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because why? Your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you toward all abounds toward each other. Well, that was his prayer back in the first prayer we just, in first epistle we just read. And the result, we got a long sentence here that goes on and on. So that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy. And that's one of his prayers we're going to be looking at, being counted worthy, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, payday someday, right? And to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. So we see, of course, everything is all turned upside down here because the believers are suffering greatly during this lifetime, and it would seem like the wicked are prospering tremendously, but this will all be turned around. It is coming, won't it? Will be blessed forever, and they will be consumed with flaming fire. So don't despair that you feel that everything is against you right now, as long as it's because of Jesus Christ, not because of things you're bringing on yourself, but because of Christ and so forth, and we're suffering for him, then that's just the way it's supposed to be. When he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints in verse 10, so right back, boom, again, in that return of Christ, the rapture, return of Christ, to what? To be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Now here's his prayer in verses 11 and 12. Therefore we also pray always for you, and what is he praying? That our God could count you worthy of this calling. This calling, the word this is given there by the translators, probably effectual would be a good term there. Some translations have your calling, some have his calling, but it is the effectual calling by him of us that God would count us worthy of that. Now, we know there's no worthy in us at all apart from him, but having been called and having been saved, now there are some things that we can either be counted worthy or unworthy of. I mean, you've got this great gift. What are you going to do with it? Are you just going to bury it in the ground and say, oh, yeah, I'm saved. I'm not going to glorify God. I'm not going to praise him. I'm not going to thank him. I'm happy I'm saved, but I'm just going to sit here and sit in my belief. No, we are to honor him, and we are to glorify him, and we are to praise his name. And so he says that he would count us worthy of this calling and what? Fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness. So he's praying that our lives would be such that God would fulfill all that he wants to do in us. And you see that as, you know, you can give gifts to people, but if they won't receive them, it doesn't matter how many gifts you have for them, it's not going anywhere, is it? And so he's got all of these good things for us, for his good pleasure to be fulfilled, but we've got to be living lives that we can receive those. If our lives are full of sin, it's not going to happen, is it? If our lives are full of unbelief, it's not going to happen. That God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith. What do you mean, work of faith? Well, it's not our work of faith. We can't work anything in faith, but it's God's work of faith with power in us. He's changing us through his work of faith in us with his power. And just like, you know, we read, he is transforming us from glory to glory into his image just as by the Holy Spirit. He's doing that. That means from within, not from without. Now, all of our feeble attempts are all from without, generally. We try to try harder. We try to do this or what. And that's really Satan getting us back into legalism, because as soon as you're going to commit to trying harder in your own flesh, you're going to fail. You cannot succeed in your flesh. You can only succeed in turning it over to him in belief that he will do what you can't do for yourself. That's where you get the victory, right? And so this work of faith with power, he is saying that God would count us worthy of the calling that he has for us and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and fulfill all the work of faith with power. So is he fulfilling his work of faith with power in your life? He will if you allow him to, but he won't force you to if you don't allow him to, it would seem to me. And then what's the result of this? That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. That's the result here of the prayer. The result of having his work completed in us and the good pleasure and the work of his faith with power, the result would be that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in us and us in him. Awesome. A beautiful thing that happens here when we are glorified, when we glorify him, he is glorified in us and vice versa here. So it's an amazing thing here. And again, it's not by our might or power, because it's what? According to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's all by grace, isn't it? So it's just so phenomenal. As I was mentioning this morning earlier, before we left home, that it's almost like it's not that we need to do more, we need to do less. Because what is our component generally that messes it all up is our sin, is our grieving the Holy Spirit. And so we get in the way of what God wants to do. We want to die to self and be alive in the Spirit, and the flesh just can't comprehend that. I got to try harder. I sinned again. I got to try harder not to sin. Yeah, I mean, we have to make that decision. We're not going to do it, but trying harder in the flesh will just lead to failure over and over and over and over. And God will allow us to fail in the flesh because we can't succeed in the flesh because we're going against the what it is, right? Now, notice another thing here. Here again is an equivalency of deity between God and Jesus Christ in this last phrase here. According to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, again, in English, you don't really see that because it's a conjunction. It could mean actually two things between this and this. Example, between the numbers 2 and 5, those are two numbers, right? They're not equivalent. 2 isn't equal to 5. But here there is the equivalency because in the original we always look at if we have only one definite article, when two different objects are connected by a conjunction, it's equivalency. So notice the equivalency here. You can't see it in the English, but just put it in your mind. God and the Lord Jesus Christ, this says in the original, are one. Isn't that beautiful? We know that, but the Bible says it over and over and over in the original, whereas in English it doesn't come through because in English this could actually be one, it could be two. You can't really see that this is definitely one in the English because we insert those definite articles in there to make it more understandable. But this is one. In the original, this is one. Our God and the Lord Jesus Christ are equivalent, and they are one. So we are then the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, or God, however you want to, whichever you want to call it, because they're both one, may be glorified in us, and we in him, according to his grace. That's what this prayer is. Father, the prayer is so awesome, and yet it's almost over my head. I can't really comprehend all of it as to what we do and what you do. But Lord, we want to admire you. We want to praise your name. We want to give you thanksgiving. We want to give you our honor. And all is being culminated at the end here when we are glorified in you. And your prayer for us, we know in John 17:24 is, Father, I desire that these also whom you gave me, what may be with me where I am, to behold my glory. That is what you are praying for us. To be with you forever where you are to behold your glory, the glory which was given from the foundation of the earth, from the Father to the Son. And so it is that great glory we want to behold. And so what beholding glory really means in terms of what we do, I don't know. But we're going to be with you. We're going to behold your glory. And this prayer is that we would glorify you when we come with you and your mighty angels. And so, Lord, may our lives live that now, in these bodies, free from sin, set apart, and with thanksgiving and praise, and letting you work in us. And so, Lord, here we are this morning. You have given us the power of prayer. We can pray for these and other things that you put in our hearts. And we know that you are here. We know we are being led by the Holy Spirit. And so guide us now in this time of prayer that it would be fruitful, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name.